Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, State Senator Don Gustafson. Ray Hager and I will talk with him. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burke-Bigler and Kyle Roerink. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Don Gustafson, representing District 14. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be back on.
Okay, so, the old song is I Can't Drive 55 from Sammy Hagar, and you wanted us to go 85, and I was cheering and applauding, having driven to Las Vegas and Elko and Ely many times. You got a lot of pushback on that from the State Transportation Board, and you dropped it down to 80 miles an hour. Where are we with that at this point in time?
Well, right now, we just had a hearing in the Assembly Transportation Committee, and went very well over there, and I think it's going to go on. It shouldn't have any problem at all getting through the Assembly chambers. The only problem we might run into is a roadblock with the governor. Not sure yet.
Okay, and do you think that you would have the two-thirds majority to override a governor's veto?
That's a good question, Sam. I'm not sure if we would or not. I think the votes are there, but whether they would override the governor's veto, that's a different question.
It's interesting. I was talking earlier today to Paul Enos, he represents the truckers, and his concern is that there are already plenty of accidents now because there are governors on trucks, and the trucks can only drive in certain cases up to 70, 75 miles per hour, and there are incidences across the nation of people plowing into the backs of trucks who are driving at much higher speeds. Do you have concerns about that here in Nevada?
Not really, Sam. Number one, most of your accidents happen within the city limits or within the urban areas, and most of them happen around 45 miles per hour. When you get out on our open highways like Utah, Texas, Idaho, and Wyoming that have already passed 80 mile per hour speed limits, they're not having any problems. Actually, the accident rate, fatality rate has gone down in those areas, and the speed limit was raised up to 80 or 85, and Texas part of it is a 41-mile stretch in Texas that is 85 miles per hour. And that's save time, save money for a lot of people in the transportation industry because they can go around and They're having a lot of congestion on the other highway, so they'll open this here up to 85 miles per hour. As they've had less accidents, and the average speed has actually only increased 2 to 3 miles per hour, if that, when they did increase it up to 80 or 85.
Now, Don, according to the testimony of the Department of Transportation boss, Rudy Malfabon, is that Nevada has not done any studies about this 80-mile-an-hour, 85-mile-an-hour speed limit. Even in your testimony, you even cited a study done in Utah. So I'm wondering, should Nevada first study the issue of going 80 miles an hour on the highway before legislating a new law to allow you to go 80 miles an hour on the highway? Because right now there's no data to support it.
Well, that's kind of a catch-22 question, Ray, because right now, if we're not requesting an increase in the speed limit, they may not do the studies. But the traffic divisions of all the states, they do traffic studies all the time, constantly. And I'm sure, and we have even done some. They might not have been real recent studies, but studies are out there that show that 80 miles per hour is safe to do so. And the speed differential, which Paulina brings up, hadn't been a problem in the other states. If it was, we wouldn't be asking for this. But Utah has done this for over 3 years now, and other states have been doing it also, and there's not a problem, so I don't see any problem in why our highways are not designed on the interstate system any different than they are in Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Texas, and other states around, western states.
And it's not that long ago. Well, I guess it is that long ago. Prior to 55 miles an hour, when there were states that had unlimited speed limits, it was more about safe driving than it was about speed limits.
Right. I remember I was here in Nevada then when we had no speed limit, and it was not a problem. We didn't have as much traffic as we did back then. And you have to remember, this 80 mile per hour speed limit is only enabling legislation. Once we pass the bill, then it's up to NDOT to decide which areas of Interstate 80 and I-15 that they might want to increase the speeds on. It will not be on just any highway. Unfortunately, 95, for those of you that drive up back and forth between Las Vegas and here, won't apply to that. But we have a new highway already getting started now at I-11. And that highway can be designed for higher speeds. And this will, if we were to go to 85, if we pass that even now, then when that highway is built and was designed for speeds up to 85 miles an hour or more, then it already be in the law.
Now, Don, about this proposal, I think people get confused on exactly where you could drive 80 miles an hour. You could not drive 80 miles an hour on the freeway through Reno. You can't drive 80 miles an hour on going down to Carson. But from my understanding, they have to be multi-lane highways with a divider between the lanes that go one way and the lanes go another way, right?
You're right.
How many miles of freeway or highway would be subject to this new speed limit if the bill was passed?
Well, I could almost say, and I'm not an engineer and I don't work for NDOT, but almost every area of the interstate system right now that is marked at 75 miles per hour could be raised easily, in my opinion, to 80 miles per hour. Now, like you say, this would not be in urban areas. It would not be to the Spaghetti Bowl here or Clark County, and it wouldn't be through the city of Elko, where it's already reduced from 75 down to 65 now. So it only applied to the wide open areas of your interstate highways that are divided highways.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll change subject when we come back and talk about one of your favorite subjects, taxes, or at least in your case, the lack of them. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane when we get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Don Gustafson.
Don, okay, let's turn the subject to taxes. And you've been in this bill, in the legislature a long time. And because you rarely vote for taxes, you have a nickname now, Dr. No, because you vote no on taxes. Of course, you like that. Your constituents, you're just following your constituents' wishes.
Right. I was elected, number one, Ray, to represent my constituents and not government. I'm here. I represent, you know, I'm in the Republican Party, and our philosophy and platform is for less government, smaller government, and lower taxes. Well, my constituents agree with that. Most of my talk, in fact, I went to the Republican Central Committee meeting last week, and there's almost 200 people there because we're having an election. So I ask at the end there, I ask every one of them, if there's anybody in here, anybody that supports the governor's tax plan right now, please raise your hand. And if there's, you don't want to raise your hand, please see me after the meeting. So, you know, because you might be embarrassed to raise your hand. Well, there was dead silence in the room. Not one person raised their hand. And this isn't just my district. This is all of Washington
right.
County representative.
Okay, let me ask you about that. Now, you're talking about the governor's plan, which is a business license fee, and a lot of business people like the Trucking Association, Retail Association of Nevada, do not like that plan because it taxes gross revenue.
Right.
There's another plan out there, the modified business tax, which would tax people on their payroll. Now, if this payroll tax were to come to the state senate, would you consider voting for that instead of the BL, the governor's plan on the business license fee?
Ray, the first thing we have to look at is there a need to raise taxes? Now, if there's a need, a definite need, I can vote for a tax increase if there's a real need to do so. But under the governor's plan, most of you have about $400 or $500 million that he wants to place towards education. And all governors like to be the education governor.
Right.
I understand that. And they want to leave a legacy. But right now, if we were to pass this tax plan for $400 or $500 million, most of these programs, if not all of them, they might be funded, but they couldn't be staffed. We have right now over 600 positions open in Clark County alone in education system, teaching and others, that cannot be filled. And over 100 in Washoe County that cannot be filled. It doesn't make sense to me to pass a bill to raise $400 or $500 million for positions that you cannot fill. Where else is that money going to go? It's going to go right back in. It's going to stay in the education system, but it's not going to go for the needs. We don't have the classrooms. We don't have the staff. Why are we proposing to raise
money? Okay, well, let me play devil's advocate here, because, you know, one of the first things that happened in this session was passage of the rollover bonds for both Washoe and Clark County to be able to build more schools. And do you not think that both school boards are pushing as hard as possible to bring in teachers to fill those positions?
I think they are, but the problem is her hands are tied by the teachers' union as to what they can pay the teachers. Now, if we could put more money into education to hire quality teachers, I'd support that. And also has to include getting rid of the teachers that are not good. But we have to make a package attractive enough to bring teachers in here from other states so that we can fill the positions that we already have.
All right, so what kind of incentives would you like to see for teachers?
Merit pay. You take your top 10% of teachers and you give them more money. And that's going to encourage other teachers to get better. Just because you go out and get a master's degree doesn't mean you're going to be a better teacher. You may have more knowledge, but doesn't necessarily mean that you can teach. It takes a real skill to be a teacher. And there are a lot of good teachers out there, and I agree with that.
Do you not think that what happened in the last election dealt quite a blow to the teachers' union, for them not being able to pass their gross receipts tax?
Yes, it did. But, you know, this is another reason why people are not supportive of the governor's taxes. Basically, the same thing. You modify business tax, gross receipts tax, you're taxing businesses, and we can't afford to keep taxing businesses because if we want to be a business-friendly state, how are we going to draw other companies to this state when there's so much uncertainty out there as to what our tax structure is?
All right, but then, you know, the other side of the coin is that there are a lot of groups that are not big tax-friendly groups. Ray mentioned a whole bunch of them earlier on, who are supportive of raising more money. They just don't like the governor's plan, but they're looking at the assembly plan and saying, well, yeah, the modified business tax route and spreading out further may be a better plan.
There are some better plans, I believe, out there, Sam. I haven't seen every plan out there. There's some that are still working on.
Have you seen the assembly plan?
I've heard about
the AA plan.
Yeah, the AA plan. Yeah, I have. I'm not sure that I support that yet either, but there's some other plans out there that I know I've heard about that aren't out there yet, but people are talking about putting together a little different plan. And if I can see the right plan, I can support it.
Okay, so you're saying I'm going to make you say it a third time. If you see the right plan, that you would support a tax increase?
Well, number one, like I said before, there has to be a need for it. If we don't have the $500 million that we can take for education, that we can't fill those positions, I don't feel there's need to raise that. There's other taxes in there, other programs out there. I have to see what the need is first, Sam.
Has the governor's office talked to you? Because, I mean, you know, I think that they would be able to lay out a need for you.
They did talk to me early on in the session. They came over and talked to me, and they didn't sell me off their program very well.
Okay, and I apologize. We are dead out of time. Come back soon. We always appreciate you being here.
Okay,
Don Gustafson. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
There are lots of reasons to contact the Nevada Division of Insurance. Navigating the claims process after a car wreck. Complications with your health insurance. Even questions about bail bonds. Talk to us. We're here to help.
The insurance companies know we're like a train heading for the courthouse. And unless they throw enough money on the tracks for our clients, we are not going to stop.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Wow, look at that. New inventory does arrive every day. Where do they get it?
It comes from all over the northern Nevada area and Lake Tahoe.
Well, I have some furniture I'd like to sell.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. Give them a call. They'll pick it up in one of their trucks, do the heavy lifting, and even help price it for you.
That is easy.
So if you have furniture and household items you'd like to sell, call Consign Furniture at 824-0222. Consign Furniture, easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for your money.
Call Laub & Laub.
The Chamber's 2015 Leadership Class is raising money to build a new playground for the kids' cottage. Help support their efforts by attending their fundraiser at Reno Provisions on May 14th. Go to thechamberNV.org for details.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel, as always. Marsha Birkbeeler is here, the Washoe County Commissioner, and Kyle Rohrink, political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Marsha, you're coming off a big victory here. You have seen the tiger and staked him down here, the billionaire versus the county commissioner, and the county commissioner won.
We were able to negotiate a really good deal on the Aces baseball settlement.
They're going to pay all of their back taxes, and they are signing an agreement with the county to move forward and pay taxes on a going forward basis.
Okay, what was the tipping point?
I think, frankly, they're just tired of the whole process, and they really want to move forward, and they think it'll be better for baseball, and I agree with that. It's interesting. I've received a number of emails this weekend from people saying, thank you for settling this, because now I can go back to buying baseball tickets. I wasn't going to go to the game unless they paid their taxes, and I'm glad to see they paid their taxes.
And hopefully they can move forward with a lot of the redevelopment that they were looking at
right.
for the downtown area and Meadowood Mall. And they continue to put money in there.
And I think that's what's happening. I think they're just, they were ready to move on. It was time to move on. And so it was.
You broke him, Marcia. You broke him. Kyle, I want to turn to you. You've been covering this whole fight between SolarCity and the other affiliated solar companies. And now MB Energy is taking out full page ads in newspapers across the state on net metering, which 90% of the people who read the paper are going, what is that? But this is turning out to be quite a fight.
Oh, absolutely, and it's going to continue, but really what it's going to depend on is whether the governor and certain lawmakers want to expand the cap on net metering, which is the number of people, residential customers, who want to strap rooftop solar panels onto their homes, provide energy to the grid, and by doing that, they receive a credit, and they receive a essentially a lower rate of what they have to pay per kilowatt hour. And so the fact that they are providing energy to the grid and receiving that credit, you know, that's something that NV Energy isn't crazy about, because it goes against the long-standing utility model that has been in place, you know, for more than a century in this country. So there's the rub. You have the solar industry, which is burgeoning, you know, like no other in this state, really biting into a piece of the utility pie in a way that's never been done before.
Kyle, can you explain what legislation before the lawmakers now would do?
It would increase the cap, and right now there's almost about 3,000 people who take advantage of net metering. And that the cap is at 3%, and the solar industry says that cap will be hit by the end of the year. So, you know, maybe about 4,000 people max could do it. And so SolarCity, Sunrun, they each employ about 1,000 people. And what they're saying is, if you don't increase the cap, you're going to kill jobs. And so do it for jobs and for solar as well.
Okay, so here's the interesting question for me is, you know, where is Senator Reid on all of this? Because he was very supportive of NV Energy shutting down all their coal-fired plants. He appears to be very in support of Warren Buffett, his company taking over NV Energy. At the same time, he's been the greatest proponent of renewables and solar. Have we heard from the senator's office?
I have not asked Senator Reid that yet, and that is a great question. What Senator Reid is definitely a proponent of are big utility-run, utility-built solar fields. When it comes to the rooftop marketplace, I think that is an excellent question to ask him, Sam. But, I mean, no doubt that he's championed the massive fields, but it would be interesting to see where he stands on something like this.
What kind of investment would a homeowner make to get into putting solar panels on the roof?
If you want to be off the grid completely, it's going to be about $15,000. And NV Energy, they offer tax credits to people who want to make that $15,000 investment. Just, you know, the average middle class family, they're not able to spend that.
No, but the
right
SolarCity type companies, they will come in and cut a deal with you where they pay for the installation, and then you essentially rent it from them and get a smaller percentage of the rebate.
Those are leasing agreements that they do, yes. And that's what makes it affordable, because what they say is the energy savings that you get from putting from leasing these products, that's how you can pay them, and then you still pay the utility company for whatever you use at night, off-peak hours, on-peak hours, and then you still get, you know, a little bit of savings every month, too.
Marcia, what's the county's take on adding solar panels to county buildings and such to bring down bills? Have you guys ever thought about that?
We actually haven't moved into that yet. We are right now at the stage of doing budgeting for the next fiscal year. And we're projecting it to be relatively flat. But we're looking at a lot of different areas of things we might do. One of the things that came to our attention that we've been talking about but we haven't actually done anything on yet is medical marijuana facilities, the growth facilities, have recycled water. And it's gray water, so it's water that has fertilizer in it. And it can't be put, it can't be injected back into the ground, and it can't be put into any kind of sewer system, but it can be used to water. Mm-hmm. So one of the questions that's coming up is that a source that we could tap into to water our golf courses, to water our parks? Is that one? So that's kind of the stage we're at right now. We really haven't started talking about ways to reduce the cost of the electrical grid, but all of those ideas are very important for government.
I got a very quick question for you because we're already out of time already. That is, the Reno City Council is looking at about $11 million surplus, and there's a big battle going on between everybody who wants to spend all that money and others that are saying, hey, business is not stable yet. The economy for the country is not stable yet. Put that money towards that. Quick answer.
Put that money to save for a rainy day fund.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health and yours.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
They're only little for a little while. Make one more moment to love at McDonald's. Happy Meals, just $2.99.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, Joyce Hageman will join us. She's the associate superintendent for the Clark County School District, the fifth biggest in the nation. We'll see you on the next broadcast.